ask the audience to complete the sentence. Sometimes I win and sometimes I. And invariably people say lose. But in fact, and that's, we've just been trained to do that. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose is how we're taught to finish that sentence. But in fact, the infinitely more empowering version of that same sentence is sometimes I win and sometimes I. Right, this week's Coffee with Colm topic is choose to never lose. Earlier in another Coffee with Colm, I used that phrase, ask the audience to complete the sentence, sometimes I win and sometimes I. And invariably people say lose. But in fact, and that's, we've just been trained to do that. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose is how we're taught to finish that sentence. But in fact, the infinitely more empowering version of that same sentence is sometimes I win and sometimes I learn. So clearly it's not possible that everything you and I try from this day forth is going to work out. That's just not going to happen. Our own histories teach us that. The question is, how are we going to perceive a situation when it doesn't work out for us? That's where the real power comes from. Regrettably, you see, success teaches us nothing. We win something, we win that contract. Going back to our cafe days when the common cards told us we're great, we're great, we're great, we're great, we're great. We learn nothing from that. That's just, frankly, a waste of good trees. Win that contract first time out, straight out of the blocks, it might just be beginner's luck and it teaches you nothing. The real learning comes from those times when it doesn't work out and the punter in the cafe says, do you know what, your chips were cold. Do you know what, the soup was lumpy this week. Do you know what, there's a draft that you need to fix. That's when we can either choose to see that as how dare they take a swipe at us, or we can choose to look at it and say, well, hang on a second, this customer had sufficient interest in our business that they wanted to point out an area that we could improve. So success teaches us nothing when things don't work out for us. If we adopt the sometimes I win, sometimes I learn approach, well then we will in fact get better. I'm reminded of a great movie that I really enjoyed years ago. A lot of you out there will know it, and it was starred Macaulay Culkin, and it was Home Alone. And you might remember it, but fundamentally, this 8-year-old boy is left home alone, and it's a comedy, but there's a sort of a mild implied threat in it, and these two burglars are trying to break into his home, and the poor little 8-year-old is scared stiff, and he ends up under the bed, under his parents' bed, you know, wishing they'd come home and save him and rescue the day. And then there's this seminal moment where he realises they're not coming home. And if anybody's got to protect the household, it's got to be him. He's got to be the man of the house. And he decides that he's going to take it on. And he ends up jumping up and down on the same bed that a few moments earlier he was hiding underneath. He ends up jumping up and down, shouting, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. And so what's that got to do with business? Well, truthfully, if you're going to have some failure in your business, I'd like to wish that failure on you sooner rather than later. Now, don't take this out of context. I'm not wishing that your business fails spectacularly. But if you are going to have knocks in your journey and bumps in your journey and perhaps indeed some business failures, well, then I'd suggest that I'd like that to happen early, because once it happens and you handle it, well, then you will be that individual jumping up and down saying, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. I hope and trust you got something from this particular Coffee with Colm, and thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed it and you want to pass it on, we'd love that you might do that. If you want to leave a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Most importantly, I'd like you to consider what has been shared here today and use it, apply it into your thinking for next week. I mean, these grey hairs and these wrinkles weren't easily won. So use that to your advantage. And then, as importantly as all of that, please come back next week. Love to have you join me next week again for another Coffee with Colm. In the meantime, have a great week, have a safe week, go make a difference and get some great coffee.